Okay, man, you may not realize this, and you may not feel like it today, but you are a priest and minister of the Lord. Not only that, you're a faithful priest and a faithful man. Not only that, you're the head of your household, you're a leader, but you're also a follower, a humble disciple, and you're teachable. You have an irrevocable calling on your life, and you're gifted by God, protected by God, and directed by God all the days of your life, and He has actually numbered your days. So you're in good hands, and we're going to a good book to get a good word for the week. So let's talk about 1 Samuel chapter 14. First thing we want to ask is, what is the main point? And as I look at this passage, the one thing that sticks out to me that we must get a grip on and understand is confusion. You ever said and hear yourself say recently, I am confused? Well, God is not the author of confusion. 1 Corinthians 14 and 33. He is a God of order. So let's take that word confusion. Confuse. What does that mean? It means con, against. Against what? Fusion. Against unity. Against being fused with the Word and fused with God. When we are not fused with the Word and fused with God, we can get, in short order, confused. And confusion is chaos. Chaos doesn't get us where we want to go. The Bible starts out with confusion. In the beginning, God, everything starts with God, created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty. It was dark. It was without form. It was out of order. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the deep. It is the Spirit of God that separates, that puts us in a place of functionality and not in a place of dysfunction. So we want to live orderly, understandable, fused lives with God. Now, why do I bring this up as the main point? This is something I want you to see in chapter 14 this week. Let's look at verse 15. The panic struck the whole army, speaking of the Philistines, those in the camp and field and those in the outpost and raiding parties, and the ground shook. It was a panic sent by God. Panic. Panic and pandemonium really originate in a false god in the first century called Pan, the god Pan, who invoked fear in exchange for worship. But then go down to verse 20, and here's what we see. Then Saul and all his men assembled and went to battle. They found the Philistines in total confusion, striking each other with their swords. Let me give you some signs of confusion, signs of against fusing with God in your life, other people's lives. Confusion. The first thing you see is confusion is often the result of self-sufficiency. In the Tower of Babel, man departed, detached from God, to make a name for himself on his own, to be self-sufficient. The prodigal in Luke 15 detaches from the fusion of his family, his clan, and his village, and he goes off to a distant land and ends up confused. Self-sufficiency. If you have issues with a lack of a biblical understanding of money, of your own strengths and weaknesses, of your own purpose in life, if you are better off on your own in certain areas of your life where God is not invited in that area, your physical health, your finances, your marriage, your relationship as a grandfather, as a grandparent. What some area of your life where God's not quite invited, you're not fused with Him in that area, I will assure you the time is ticking. You're getting closer, if not having already arrived, at a level of confusion because of self-sufficiency. God wants to be involved in every area of your life and bring order to every area of your life so that you can not just bear fruit, but fruit that will last. Are you being self-sufficient? I would journal that this week. If you're really honest about it, you may discover there's some areas where you are self-sufficient, where you've kicked God out of that area or disinvited or disallowed Him to be in an area of your life where your Lord, you're entering into total confusion. The second thing I want to say about confusion is it usually results in self-annihilation. Look at the Philistines. They don't even recognize one another in their confusion, and they're destroying one another. All right. Sometimes you'll see in people's lives self-destruction. For instance, young people today, even hurting themselves physically, cutting themselves. Or we make decisions in life, patterns of behavior that are destroying us if we're honest about it. We get into relationships too fast, relationships we shouldn't be in, our second and third marriage that never should have taken place. We are self-annihilating ourselves because we are confused about the sacrament of marriage. We're confused about sexual relations. We're confused about various extremes in our behavior. And what happens is we end up being our own worst enemy. Confusion leads out of self-sufficiency and also self-annihilation. Go back in your journal and look at periods of your life where you just find these cycles of repetitive behavior where it brings you right back to where you used to be, and you keep scratching your head saying, I don't know how I ever did this to myself again. I did not think I was capable. That is a result of confusion. The other thing that we see in culture today that is a great source of confusion is sexual promiscuity. Let me explain. Be it pornographic material or physical relationships. A lot of people don't think this way. We think that physical unions with people have an emotional content to them, or there's certainly a physical content to them, meaning infectious diseases. So take 7 billion people in the world and think of the spreading of sexual disease because of physical unions that probably never should have taken place. But I want to implore you today, I want to beseech you to think about this. If some of you are struggling with sexual relationships that are inappropriate in your life, be they spiritual ties, emotional ties, or physical ties, here's what I want to say to you. Because it's breeding confusion in your life, or your son's life, or your grandson's life, whatever the case may be. Here it is. Paul says to the church in Corinth, who was used to walking by a temple where there were 1,000 temple prostitutes, he says to them, "You have become one with a prostitute. Do you not know," he says, "that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit?" There is a confusion that takes place when people enter into a sexual union with people who are confused. There's a spiritual dynamic to that. People that are very promiscuous are very confused. The reason they're confused is because not only are they sharing physically with other people, they're sharing spiritually with other people. There is a oneness, a fusion that should not take place, and as a result, it leaves us wanting, unsatisfied, confused, self-destructive. It leaves us self-sufficient and alienated from God. These are sources of confusion. The other thing that we have going on is you got to get with your pastor, you got to get with those who are teaching, and you have to make sure you understand the purpose of the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit disintegrates confusion, as I talked about in Genesis. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to journal these negative qualities that we've discussed, but I also want to journal this for you in your book. Are you fusing with God? Have you taken this study so far, and is it really a tool for you to fuse with God, or are you just acquiring knowledge? Are you investing in this study, or are you just spending time? Do you kill time, or do you invest time? Because we're getting to areas of life now that are hard-hitting, destructive areas, and we've got to be really honest about them. Are you confused? And if so, why are you not fusing with truth in that area of your life as opposed to destructing oneself? Now, on your email today, you have a link to an entire message on this subject, but you also have some challenges coming up for the week, some questions, some journaling assignments, and you can expect an encouraging email from me in the middle of the week. Let's have a good one as you look at 1 Samuel chapter 14, because you are a faithful man. Have a good week.